It's time now for a Houston Texans bullpen blitz with Nick Scherfield. He'll talk Texans and other stuff with those who play for the team, work for the team, or cover the team. And in between, he might catch up with people who have no affiliation with the Texans whatsoever. Here's Nick.
All right, this is Nick Scherfield with the Bullpen Blitz, a new podcast feature we're starting on HoustonTexans.com. Today's our first edition of the Bullpen Blitz. We're very happy to be joined by the man who makes it all happen, Texans founder, chairman, and CEO, Mr. Bob McNair. Mr. McNair, thanks so much for stopping in today.
Good morning. Good morning, Nick.
All right, we got training camp starting tomorrow. Obviously, very exciting time around here. Before we get into all that, I wanted to ask you about yesterday. A little bit of history happened for this team. Aaron Glenn, an original Texan, came up and signed a one-day contract at Reliance Stadium to retire with the team. Can you talk about that and what that was like?
Well, it was a very exciting time because it was a historical event. We have not had any of our players retire as a Texan yet. And to have Aaron make the decision that he wanted to be able to retire as a Texan was just a very positive event for our franchise. Mm-hmm. And we think the world of Aaron, and he was such a great representative for our organization and such a great player when he played for us. So for him to make that decision that it was important to him to retire as a Texan, that says a lot about our franchise, and we appreciated his decision very much.
You know, after the press conference, we were interviewing him, and he said that, you know, he would be interested in possibly joining the team's front office in some capacity in the future. Is that something you've talked with him about at all, and is that something that you think you could see happening sometime down the road?
I have talked to him about it, and I've had him visit with Rick Smith, and I think he's going to visit some more. We'd be happy for Aaron to, come over and visit further with us and look at different opportunities and give some consideration to where he might have an interest, whether it would be in scouting or whether it would be in coaching or whether it would be, in the front office in some way, in marketing or sales or what have you. I mean, we'd be happy to visit with him.
Well, looking ahead to this upcoming 2010 season, training camp starts tomorrow, 8 a.m. The first practice will be open to fans. I know you'll be out there watching practice with everybody else. You started playing in 2002 with this team. Have you ever been as excited as you are right now about your team's potential and what do you think they could do?
Well, I think it is the most exciting time. I don't think there's any doubt about it. I think we have more to be excited about. And, there's a lot of anticipation on the part of our players, our coaches, and certainly on my part. So we're excited as we look forward to this training camp. And we want to get a lot accomplished. During this time, we've got some young players coming in that we think are going to make a contribution, and they'll need to hit the ground running, and hopefully, they'll pick up their assignments very quickly and be ready to go.
What is it that you look forward to the most about training camp each year? Is it seeing those young players and the rookies in pads for the first time?
Yes, because we know what the veterans can do, and we've just seen the rookies running around in short pants, and we haven't seen them with pads and hitting each other. And some players do better once they put the pads on, and some don't do as well. And so until they put the pads on, you really don't have a good feel for what they're going to be able to do. So, there's a lot of anxiety about that. You hope they'll be everything that you thought they would be.
There are obviously high expectations for the team this season in the media, in the city of Houston. What are your expectations for the team?
Well, last year I thought we were a very good team, and we lost several close games, and I think if we can improve our running game, which will give us the ability to control the ball, control the clock better in the fourth quarter, and also it'll give us a better chance of scoring in the red zone. Mm-hmm. When we do those two things, I think that that we'll be able to turn some of those close games around that we lost last year and turn them into victories. And when we do that, it has a terrific impact on your win-loss record.
You look at last season, finishing 9-7, a tiebreaker, is what kept the team out of the playoffs ultimately. But you talk about all those close games. What do you think about the changes that have been made this offseason, new offensive coordinator Rick Dennison, new quarterbacks coach, and some of the free agent signings?
Well, Greg Knapp is an experienced coach. Mm-hmm. He's been a coordinator. He's worked with quarterbacks. He's a very capable guy, and I think that to have someone of his quality working with our quarterbacks is just going to pay dividends for them and for the team. And then Rick Dennison is an experienced offensive coordinator. He's someone who has worked with Gary Kubiak previously. They work very well together. They trust each other. They understand each other. And Rick is a very, very smart guy. You know, he back, I think, during the last strike when the players were out, he has a master's degree in engineering. He was teaching at the college level. So, he's a very intelligent guy, and he loves the game. And so I think he's going to bring a lot to the team, too. So I look forward to seeing what he contributes.
What kind of feedback have you gotten from players or coaches about Cedric Smith, the new strength and conditioning coach?
They like what he's done. They really do. They feel that they're stronger and that they have a little more flexibility. And I think combination of those two things is going to make us a tougher team. And, all we're looking for is a slight edge here and slight improvements over what we've done. And we're going to see a marked improvement in the scoreboard. So I like what he's doing.
I wanted to ask you quickly about some comments that you made in the Houston Chronicle last week. Kind of raised some eyebrows around town. I talked about Brian Cushing, how intense he was, and how much you love that about him as a player. You also had some remarks about Mario Williams and Amobi Okoye. And, you know, sometimes words can get twisted out of sorts in the media and people's perception and all that. What exactly did you mean by all those comments that you made?
Sure. Well, number one, I think if a person read the whole article, they would understand that, I was being complimentary. Mario is a superb athlete, and Mario plays hard. I'm not suggesting that he doesn't play hard. He does play hard. But I think that one of the things that young players have to learn is that there's another level that they can attain, and that they might think they're giving it everything they've got, and that they can't do anything more, and then finally they discover that there is another level and they can step it up another notch. And in the case of Mario, what I was saying is, you know, he's absolutely one of the best defensive ends in the league now, but that, you know, if he could develop the intensity level that Brian Cushing and Pollard and and D'Amico have, he would be in a class by himself. No one would be able to touch him. He would be so good, and that was my message there. And that's what I tell Mario, and that's what the coaches are telling him. So there's nothing new about that. And in the case of Amobi is he is a terrific athlete, and he's smart. He's a wonderful guy.
Still only about 23 years old, too.
But he's a young guy, and he's just learning that at this level, just going out and playing the way that he's been playing is not enough. You know, he needs to turn it up a notch. He's capable of doing that, and he will be a better player for it. And That's what I'm looking forward to, and I think he has the opportunity to do that and to be an outstanding player instead of an average player.
Really quickly about Brian Cushing, how concerned are you about him missing those first four games and the team making up for his absence with him out?
Well, I'm really concerned about it because, it's a big loss. It's just like he was injured and going to miss four games. But in the NFL, you are going to have situations when you have players not available for whatever reason, and you have to have enough depth, and you have to have enough players who can step in and fill those voids when these things happen. And so we just need to have the other linebackers step up and do their job. Now, the difference will be Brian is an impact player, and we'll have players, Xavier or DB or Danny Clark, who'll step in there, and they'll get the job done. But it'll be more difficult for them to be that impact player that Brian was, and that's the difference. So others on the team are going to have to step up and make a greater contribution to make up for what we're missing with Brian.
A couple more questions before we're done. Your team has three games in primetime this year. It's the most Texans have ever had. How pleased were you to see that when the schedule came out, and what do you think that'll do for the team's exposure?
Well, I think it's great because, you know, we're a good football team. We've got some great players on our team.
Mm-hmm.
And the public outside of the Houston area just doesn't know that. And by having the national exposure, we have the opportunity to let other people in the rest of the country know what kind of team we have, what kind of players we have. So I'm excited about the opportunity, and, you know, I just want to see more of it.
Yeah, speaking about the fans in Houston, the team has sold out every game in history and expecting a lot of fans at training camp starting tomorrow. Can you talk about the impact the fans have made, you know, in the 8 years of this franchise and how important they are to the team?
Well, without the fan support that we've had, we just wouldn't have met with the success that we have to this point. And we have great fans, and I want to see us win because I want to see the excitement on the face of our fans. That's the greatest pleasure that I receive from the game, frankly. And so, you know, I know that Houston wants a winner, and they want a playoff team, and they want a Super Bowl team, and you know, I'm dedicated to seeing that's what we have, and that's what we deliver for our fans, and I think that they know that is our goal, and that's what we expect.
All right, Mr. Vignero, we really appreciate your time here with the Bullpen Blitz. Looking forward to a great training camp and a great season. Thank you so much.
You're quite welcome.